And that is in there for a strike with a fastball at 96. And it's 3-1. Lee gets his lead from first. Freddie's 3-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and he's battled back, and now the count is full at 3-2. Brewers defensively behind Peralta. Churio in left, Mitchell in center. Frelick is in right. Durbin at third. Ortiz back in there tonight at short. Terang at second. Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching. Peralta's 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up at the very bottom of the zone. Chapman strikes out. And Ortho ASAP strikeout for Peralta, his first of the night. And he puts up a zero in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is, in fact, less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
No score as we go to the second inning here in San Francisco. Reese Hoskins to lead things off for the Brewers against right-hander Logan Webb. And Webb's first pitch missed outside with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. Hoskins hitting 270, three home runs, 12 driven in on the year, and he takes a strike on a two-seamer. It's 1-1. Giants in the home whites, Brewers in the road grays. 1-1, that is low with a breaking ball. It's two balls and one strike. Little more traditional uniform matchup tonight than last night with the City Connects. For San Francisco, as Hoskins checked on a breaking ball outside. They appealed to first. He didn't go. It's 3-1. Hoskins went 1-for-2 on Monday night. Got the night off last night. 3-1 is through there for a strike at the top of the zone. And it's full now at 3-2 on Reese. Sacramento area kid. Back in the Bay Area. 3-2. And he checked on a pitch that just missed high. Looked like it could have been called a strike. But Hoskins works a leadoff walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Sacramento area against Sacramento area in that matchup, because Logan Webb from just outside of Sacramento himself. Here's Garrett Mitchell. Bunts it foul. Third base side. It's 0-1. In fact, last night, Logan Webb brought the lineup card out, as did Nick Mears for the Brewers. Nick Mears, of course, is a Sacramento area kid. Those two played catch together and kept their arms ready during COVID. They found a park and went and became catch partners. Swing and a foul back into the net. It's 0-2 on Garrett Mitchell. That was one of the very few things about COVID that kind of brought out some interesting stories. You found all these professional baseball players and major leaguers that would connect even though they were on different teams, familiar with each other in those areas, and work together to stay in shape. Pitch is down, one ball and two strikes. You get some of that in the offseason anyway now. But there were a lot of stories that emerged of guys setting up workouts at high schools and things of that nature. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Garrett chased a fastball up and out of the zone, and he strikes out. And there's one away for Joey Ortiz. Webb has given up just one home run all season. This is a guy that typically likes to work down in the zone, but against Garrett Mitchell, read the scouting report and attacked him upstairs. And Ortiz takes a high strike. It's 0-1. A one. That is a little bit low with the breaking ball. And it goes to a ball and a strike on Ortiz. Had the night off last night. Capra started it short for the crew last night. Ortiz hitting just 177 in the early going with no home runs and four driven in. 1-1 is lined foul above the Brewers' dugout, and it's 1-2. Giants defensively, left, right in the outfield. Ramos, Lee, Yastrzemski. Chapman is as good as there is at third. Adames at short. Koss gets the start tonight at second. Wade at first. And Patrick Bailey, a very fine catcher. Webb's 1-2 pitch came inside, nearly hit him. Ortiz able to just get out of the way in time. And it's even now, two balls and two strikes. Caleb Durbin, who has had a very good series so far, lurking in the on-deck circle for the crew. 2-2 pitch is away, and the count runs full. Well, if anything, Josh, the Brewers have had some pretty patient at-bats against Webb, and they've gotten into a lot of three-ball counts, 3-2 counts, and here's another one for Joey Ortiz. 3-2 pitch, and that is a called third strike. Right at the very top of the strike zone. So after the leadoff walk to Hoskins, back-to-back strikeouts for Logan Webb, and there's two away for Caleb Durbin. As Hoskins still standing at first. Webb out of the stretch, the pitch. And Durbin flinched at a strike with a breaking ball on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Durbin 3-for-9 in the series. Had the double last night in his first at bat. Takes down and away, and it's one ball and one strike. He has added a little life to the bottom of this lineup for the crew since coming up on Friday. The pitch, and a liner into left and down for a base hit for Caleb Durbin. He just keeps on hitting. First and second, two away, and now back to the top of the lineup. And before Terang hits, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. Brewers for the second consecutive inning have two on against Logan Webb. They have made him work in the early going, trying to come up with a big two-out hit. First pitch to Bryce Terang. Ground ball right side. It is deflected off the glove of Wade. He'll keep it on the infield, but everybody's safe. So a base hit for Bryce Terang. He's 2-for-2. And the Brewers have him loaded for Jackson Churio. Terang, just a ground ball right side. It almost hit Durbin, it looked like. Went right under his feet, and Wade deflected it. Even if he comes up with that, I don't think they have a play at first, probably. Webb was coming over to cover first. It would have been a tough play with Bryce Terang running up the line. So now the bases are loaded, and here's Jackson Churio. who homered against Webb last year. First pitch and lined foul up the right field line, and it's 0-1. Brewers had a grand slam last night with Yelich. Would it be too much to ask for another one here tonight right out of the gate? 0-1, and that is a strike and a good pitch. Sinker at the top of the zone. It's 0-2. Told you, Webb's given up just one home run all season. Take just a little single through the right side right here if you're the Brewers. 0-2. Fouled out of play down the first base line. Stays at 0-2. You just don't know against a guy like Logan Webb, Josh, how many opportunities you're going to get. And this is certainly an opportunity right here for the Brewers. Two pitch. Hit foul back into the net. And we do it again.
He's throwing a couple of two-strike pitches that were actually in the strike zone. I'm a little surprised. You would think that he'd try to do what he did last inning and get Jackson to chase off the plate.
0-2 pitch. Swing and miss. Elevated a fastball at 93. Got it past Churiel. And the Brewers will leave them loaded. In the top of the second inning, we go to the bottom of two. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from High Quality Pella Windows. Get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score, Brewers and Giants. Wilmer Flores leads off for San Francisco. And Freddy Peralta brings home the first pitch to him. Misses down and in with a fastball. It's 1-0. Schneider and their professional truck drivers remind you to never text while driving. No message is worth the risk. The 1-0 to Flores is outside with a slider. And the count climbs to 2-0. He has been a tough out in this series. 5-for-6. With a home run and 2 driven in for Flores against the crew. Strike at the knees with a fastball at 95, and it's 2-1.
He's been to the plate lane 8 times and reached 7. Got to change that.
2-1. And he flinched and went around, says Jim Wolf, as they appealed to first. So now it's 2-2. His 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider down and away. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Just the second time the Brewers have retired Flores in this series. And there's one away in the second. Now for Elliot Ramos. Now winners of multiple awards, including Best in Class. We're talking about Pine River Cheese Spread. That's the one you're going to want on your crackers. Pitch to Ramos. Got the inside corner with a curveball that time from Freddie, and it's 0-1. You can Take that pine herb or cheese spread. You could put it on your using or brat, too. You could spread it on there with a butter knife. Fly ball, right field. Frelick back onto the warning track and makes the catch with plenty of room. Two down. And Lamont Wade Jr. is now the batter for San Francisco. Of course, the brat, the Pine River cheese spread. You got to have some dessert, too. Tasty Cedar Crest ice cream, maybe the custard. Get a whole pint of it. Call that a great day. So two quick outs for Freddy Peralta here in the bottom of the second. Brings home the pitch to Lamont Wade and misses down and away. And it's 1-0. Just two for his last 35 at the plate for Lamont Wade Jr. 1-0 pitch, bounced a changeup in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Freddy looking in. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Missed away. 3-0 on Lamont Wade Jr. Hitting just 103 on the air with a home run and 7 driven in. Freddie's 3-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Remember, he started out Matt Chapman 3-0 and then battled back and ended up striking him out to end the first inning. 3-1. And checked on a strike that caught the outside corner. And here we go. 3 balls and 2 strikes as Wade will take his time out. I think as much in protest of that call with Brian Walsh as anything else before he climbs back in. Good pitch from Freddie. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And swung on and fouled back into the net. Fastball at 95, right at the knees. And Wade had a pretty good rip at that one. And fouled it straight back. Peralta brings home the 3-2. Up and in, he walked him. So it's a two-out walk to Lamont Wade Jr. And it's a base runner in front of Patrick Bailey now for San Francisco. Bailey has been a strikeout machine early on this year. He has a nearly 35% strikeout rate. He's had a couple of good swings in this series, though. First pitch to him is up and in. It's 1-0. 2-for-6. He's driven in 2 runs. On the season, hitting just 177. The bottom of this Giants lineup, by the numbers, not overly intimidating. Peralta's 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 95. And Bailey just could not catch up to that one. 1-1 is the count on the Giants backstop. One pitch, and that is a soft liner right by the bag at second, picked by Ortiz. He'll throw to first as he had to come in front of the bag to play that on a hop, and he does, and takes care of Bailey and the side. So 2-out walk, but that's it for the Giants. As we go to the third, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Hungry? hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdelirocine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
At Z-Bart.
We go to the third inning here in San Francisco, a 0-0 ball game. And stepping in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Mallon.
All right, it's the middle of the order. Thank you, Lane. Yelich, Contreras, and Frelick against Logan Webb, who's been human over the first two innings. First pitch to Christian, swing and a miss. The ball that actually was not caught by Bailey went to the backstop, but Christian couldn't hold back. It's nothing and one. Brewers have had five base runners. That three singles and two reach via walk. Swing and a miss by Yelich on a breaking ball down and in. He's behind quickly, nothing in two. You'd think, all right, we got five men on base. Got to have a run or two, but they don't. Left all five stranded. Webb's 0-2, swing and a miss. Another breaking ball down and in. That was the exact same pitch that he got strike two on, and Christian swung through it again. A three-pitch strikeout begins the third inning for Webb. He struck out the side in the second, including Churio with the bases loaded. And he's got the K game working again. It's already five strikeouts for Logan Webb. One gone in the third. Here's William Contreras. Pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. Four pitches, four strikes to begin the inning. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. The 0-1. Chopped softly back to the pitcher. Right in front of the front slope comes Logan Webb to pick it up and throw out Contreras easily on a lob toss over to Lamond Wade. And William has grounded out softly twice. There are two outs. And Webb looking for a much-needed quick inning for him. In this scoreless third, it brings up Sal Frelick. Tonight's contestant in the Pato contest, Matthew Tothy, or Toth. Sal bluffs a bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. It's spelled T-O-T-H-E.
To the.
Yeah, to the.
To and the.
Matthew is from Sheboygan. Wins a Pato prize package if somebody hits a triple this inning. 0-1 grounded to second base. And went right at Christian Kost. The rookie fields and throws. It's the second time that Sal's grounded out to him weekly. And Logan Webb looked more like Logan Webb there in that inning. 1-2-3 go the Brewers. Freddy Peralta will try to keep matching the zeros. No score to the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdelirocine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Peralta will face 9-1-2 in the Giants' order here in the bottom of the third. Scoreless game, game three of a four-game series. Oracle Park on a chilly Wednesday night. Here comes rookie Christian Kass, K-O-S-S. He swings and fouls the first pitch into the screen. Freddie's had the exact same order of business his first two innings. Got the first two out, third man got on, then got the next batter. So he's faced eight. 0-1 to Kass, fouled on the first base side, drifting well up over the dugout into the second level of seats, and it's nothing in two. Kass batting 143. He's 2-for-14. The 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Caleb Durbin scoots to his left a step. Fields makes a perfect throw across in time to retire Kass. One rookie gets another. Of the order, Mike Yastrzemski coming up. Brewers baseball is brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Here's Yaz, fouled out to Churio and left his first time on a great catch. He'll take a strike here from Peralta. Freddie looking sharp. You figure that he's going to have to be stingy tonight. Runs look like they'll be at a premium. And Yastrzemski pops a foul back behind the plate. Contreras gives it a glance. He's off of the mask, and he has room right before he got to the foul screen. Makes a two-handed catch. Got about one step to go. Yastrzemski's 0-for-2, so now all three innings, Freddie's retired the first two batters to come up. Here comes Willy Adames. This third inning is being brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care? They got you covered with the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club. Pitch to Adames in at the top of the zone. They can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. No score. Overhead windup 0-1. Just missed a little bit low. 95-mile-an-hour heat there. Freddie versus his old buddy Adames, who flew out pretty well into right field a couple of innings ago. Two out, the 1-1. Skips in. Change up, hit 2 or 3 feet before it got to home plate, goes to the backstop. He has bounced in a couple of change ups the last two innings, has Freddie Peralta. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the 2-1 pitch misses down and in. It's 3-1. Adames, in speaking to the media before this series against his former team began, he said, I'm excited to face Freddie. It's not going to be like it was in spring training when we did it. 3-1 pitch. Swung on it, grounded softly towards short. Played moving in by Ortiz. Throws on the run, and Joey got him by a step. And Freddie's gotten Willie out twice. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Peralta for the first time. Each pitcher got him quickly in order in the third. Let's see what the fourth has in store in this scoreless game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers on May 17th for a one-of-a-kind cribbage board giveaway, courtesy of 620 WTMJ. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will get the special board featuring the famous racing sausages. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinting home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Rhys Hoskins against Logan Webb to begin the fourth inning. It's a scoreless game. Hoskins worked a walk back in the second. First pitch called a strike at the very outside corner, I guess. Maybe a wide strike. Webb has walked two. Also given up three singles, but had a 1-2-3 third. And now Rhys chases a pitch that tied him up in under the hands, and he misses. Nothing in two. Webb already with five strikeouts after a 12-strikeout start against the Angels Friday. The pitch is outside, taken by Rhys, ball one. Freddie Peralta, 1-2-3, flawless inning in the third, brought to you by Carbliss, premium cocktails in a can. 1-2, down and away, taken by Hoskins. Carbliss, stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game at home or for your next tailgate. Bliss is more. Brewers got the leadoff man on in each of the first two innings. 2-2 pitch, fouled on the right side by Rhys Hoskins. That'll drift well up out of play. See if they can do it for a third time already. Get the first batter of the inning on base. Logan Webb from the windup. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup, down and in. There's the sixth strikeout for Webb. One gone in the fourth. Defend American Family Field. I sound like a military general. Defend American Family Field when the Brewers host the Cubs for the first time this season, May 2nd through the 4th, at the end of this long road trip. Catch battle of NL Central contenders and get in on rivalry action. Garrett Mitchell breaks his bat, shoots one just foul, wide of third. It went down the left field line, but only a couple of feet landing on the foul side of the chalk. Opposite field bid there by Garrett. But it's strike one, and he lost his bat in the process because it's splintered. Has to go get a new one. The Cubs series will be fun, won't it? Get your seats before they're gone. Brewers.com/tickets. The Cubs won tonight as we drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Another thriller, they beat the Dodgers. Now with a new bat, Mitchell hits one into left, carrying pretty well, but Elliot Ramos with a play in front of the warning track. Reaches up, snags it. Again, trying to go the opposite way was Mitchell, but he's 0 for 2, and that's two out quickly for Webb in the fourth. No score here. Here's Joey Ortiz, who struck out back in the second. The Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-6. First pitch to Joey, in at the knees for strike one. They scored three in the fourth, four in the fifth, and then held off L.A. Cubs keep winning wild, wacky games at Wrigley throughout this homestand they've been on. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball out away from Ortiz. It's nothing in two. At the moment, Cubs two games ahead of the Brewers in the Central. Webb's 0-2 pitch, down and away. That's his breaking ball. Good take by Joey. With two out and the bases empty. And Logan Webb's pitch count starting to look more manageable. This will be his 60th. 1-2. Poked foul wide of first on the ground. Just reached out and spoiled that breaking ball, did Joey Ortiz. The way the Brewers attacked him the first couple of innings, you thought you had a chance to maybe shorten his night a bit, but he's been very efficient in the third and so far the fourth. Gotten five quick outs in those two frames. Another 1-2. Swung on and chopped foul up the third baseline this time. Change up. That was low, and Joey got a piece. This is the sixth career start for Webb against the Brewers. And all of them have mostly been good. 2-2 pitch. 1-2 pitch outside. 2-2 now on Joey. After all those fouls, he's worked the count even. Career ERA about 2.5 versus Milwaukee for Webb. 2-2. Line drive right field, carrying out to Yastrzemski. Right at him. Mike Yastrzemski doesn't have to move. Just reaches up, catches it, chest high. The inning is over. It was a nice at-bat, actually, by Joey, and ended up hitting the ball hard. But it's another 1-2-3 inning for Webb, who's retired 7 in a row. To the bottom of the fourth, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera.
Oh, solo me.
Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye-bye baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Jung-Hoo Lee has the only hit against Freddy Peralta tonight, and he leads off the bottom of the fourth by taking up and away ball one on a fastball. No score. Jung-Hoo singled with two out in the first. From the overhead windup, the 1-0. Swung on and fouled back over the screen and off to our left. Network Health salutes our nation's veterans. Retired vets can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. 1-1 pitch at the top of the zone. Ooh, a high strike given to Freddie. Jung-Hoo is not going to like that. It's 1-2. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more, networkhealth.com/veterans. 1-2 pitch, swung on and poked on the infield in the air. It's going to be the third baseman Durbin right to the shortstop spot to make the catch. It was not hit very high up there. He went at a curveball that was at his shoelaces and just flicked it up to the left side of the diamond.
Getting what we thought we might get when you looked at this matchup on paper so far. Both of these pitchers have been outstanding. Webb had to work for it the first couple of innings.
Now Matt Chapman takes a strike with a curveball from Freddie.
But like aces do, he found his way out of it and has settled into this game nicely too.
He sure has. He's been unblemished in the third and the fourth. No score, the 0-1. Chapman swings, pops it up, foul back behind the plate. I think there's room for Contreras again. Yes, there is. About three or four steps before the screen, William makes the catch. Second inning in a row, he's called a foul pop-up. Two out for Freddie, and that brings up Wilmer Flores. The only runners the Giants have gotten against Freddie thus far have come with two outs in an inning. Flores struck out his first time, and he takes low ball one. Jung-Hoo Lee had a two-out single in the first. Lamont Wade Jr. walked with two gone in the second. An And ever since, Freddie's retired the next six. Flores, who's been the Giants' hitter of the series, swings, chops it softly, foul, third base side, count even, 1-1. Wilmer's been on base seven times in nine trips to the plate, even with that strikeout a couple of innings ago. 1-1, swing and a miss. Oh, slider fooled him. Freddie's got just about everything working at the moment. 1-2.
Yeah, the changeup has been there when he's needed it, but it's been a lot of fastball slider. We've even seen him drop a curveball in there for a strike tonight, too.
Gets his sign from Contreras. The overhead windup, 1-2. Down and away. Back to the slider, and that time Wilmer Flores did not fish. This is a different-looking game than Freddie pitched his last time Friday against the A's when he really had to grind. There were a ton of base runners, you might remember. Now he somehow got together five scoreless innings on that night. But he really was having to work for it. 2-2, ground ball up the third base foul line. Wide of the bag where Caleb Durbin picked it up. It remains 2-2. Freddie admittedly, even after the game Friday night, said, I just knew I didn't have my best stuff. I think tonight he probably feels differently. No score, bottom four. Two out, 2-2. Swung on line into center. Base hit, Wilmer Flores. Change up, not a bad pitch. Might have even been in off the plate, but he deposits a two-out single. Flores been on base 8 of the 10 times he's come to the plate of the series. So a two-out base runner for Elliot Ramos. But if you're going to give up base hits, do it with two outs. That's what it's been tonight for Freddie. Ramos flew to deep right a couple of innings ago. Pitches way outside, ball one. Hit 96 on that fastball. Twilight portion of the evening here in San Francisco. Lights in pretty much full effect. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Very high. Another heater. It's 2-0 on Ramos. I was saying this during the pregame show. This, unlike the games here Monday and Tuesday, this feels like a real San Francisco night.
Yeah.
Chilly, damp, foggy. 2-0 pitch. Ramos looked at a strike right on the outside corner, 2-1.
This is my 10th season coming here. I've called a lot more games where the weather's like this than what we had the first two nights of this series.
Yeah, we started right around 60 degrees on both Monday and Tuesday. Probably right at 50, if not below that, as we play the bottom of the fourth tonight. Pretty good crowd, I'd guess somewhere between 28 and 30,000. It checked on Flores at first. Now the pitch is inside, 3-1. On Elliot Ramos, Lamont Wade Jr. is waiting on the on-deck circle. Teams have split the first two games of the series, and two more still to be decided tonight, tomorrow afternoon. No score, 3-1. Swung on line in the center, another base hit. Ramos served that one. Played in by Mitchell. That'll stop Flores at second base. Elliot Ramos with a two-out knock. And here come the Giants. Back-to-back singles. That'll bring up Wade. Catcher Contreras going out to visit Freddie Peralta here before the at-bat. It's a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. Reserve your seat at Pottawatomie Sportsbook if you haven't already to watch every pick happening in Green Bay this week. The draft starts tomorrow, and you can enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Great place to watch all the goings-on in that draft. Contreras with a brief visit, going over the game plan against Lamont Wade Jr. Scoreless game, bottom four. Every run tonight's going to feel like it's important. The Brewers trying to prevent the first one from being put up onto the scoreboard. Wade walked back in the second. Freddie kicks and deals, and he misses very high. Ball one. Now, this is the guy you'd like to attack. Lane told you his struggles thus far this season, the last time he batted. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tipped in facts on a high fastball into the mid of Contreras. 95-mile-an-hour pitch gets Freddie strike one. Ahmad Wade this season is 6 for 58. The 1-1 to him. Upstairs. Fastball high again, so it's 2-1. Over the course of his career, Wade a better hitter than what he's shown thus far this season. 2-1 and 2 out. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back. Fastball pretty much middle-middle. Came right on after him. And the count even 2-2. Left-handed batter. Freddie the righty. Trying to get himself into that dugout. Keep the game scoreless through four. He's got a new ball and has his sign. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and tapped very softly to second. Easy for Terang, who fields the second bounce. Underhand flip to Hoskins in time for the out. So the inning is over. Giants threaten with a couple of singles, but they're stranded. On to the fifth. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor, Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Logan Webb back to the mound in this pitcher's duel. It's nothing into the fifth. And back with the play-by-play is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Caleb Durbin to try to get something started here in the fifth inning for the Crew. And he takes a two-seam fastball off the plate away. It's 1-0. Durbin, a base hit back in the second inning. He's now 4-for-10 in the series. 1-0 pitch is a chopper. Going to be a tough play. Charging it is Chapman. Fields throws to first in time. He is so good. That is such a tough play for so many third basemen. And it's not that Chapman makes the play. It's that with a pretty speedy guy like Durbin, he makes it, and it's not even close. He even had a little bit of a double pat on the glove getting the ball out on the exchange, and he just has such a strong and accurate arm. Terang takes a strike, and it's 0-1. I mean, off the bat, you thought, that's trouble, and then you remembered who's over at third base. So it's a 5-3 putout. And the 0-1. And that's a soft line right to Adames. It's short. He squeezes it for the second out. Boy, has Logan Webb settled into this game after all that traffic in the first two innings. He's now retired 9 in a row. And here's Jackson Churio to face him for the third time tonight. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Izzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Izzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. And And Jackson tries to bunt it, and he bunts it foul behind home plate. It's 0-1. He stole a base hit on Monday night doing that. But again, always a little bit of a risk with Chapman at third base because he's just so good. Still playing back with Churio in the box. And the 0-1 pitch to Jackson swinging away, and he swings through a sweeper off the plate. It's 0-2. Webb's 0-2 pitch is a ground ball to second base. Koss stays down on it, throws to first. In time, the Brewers go down in order for the third consecutive inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Not much rest for Freddie Peralta after that 1-2-3 fifth from the Brewers offense. Patrick Bailey will lead off for San Francisco. It goes 8-9-1 for the Giants. First pitch to Bailey is lined foul and out of play third base side. It's 0-1. Freddie at 69 pitches has given up three hits tonight. Two of those hits back in that bottom of the fourth inning where the pitch count got elevated a little bit on him. 0-1. Bunting and bunted through it for a strike, and it's 0-2.
He bunted into our microphone.
He sure did.
That wasn't very nice.
We're going to make you pay for that. I don't think he heard me.
I think Kemp keeps a tab on that. Yeah.
No balls and two strikes here on Bailey. Peralta brings home the pitch. And did he go? He did not, says Alan Porter. He was able to check in time on a curveball down in the dirt. And it's one ball and two strikes. If Kent can hurry up and get an invoice down there, we can have Contreras hand it to him as he walks back into the dugout if Peralta could just strike him out right here. Peralta's 1-2 pitch to Bailey. Bounced another one in the dirt. Bailey did not show any temptation to swing at that one. It's two balls and two strikes. A lot of curveballs tonight for Freddie. Maybe more than we have seen the last couple of times out. He's worked that in there. The slider a lot. Little less changeup tonight. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup there. And he strikes out Patrick Bailey, and that'll be $3.99 plus tax for breaking our mic, Patrick Bailey. Ortho ASAP strikeouts. One away for Christian Koss. Just the third strikeout of the night for Freddie. And the pitch to Koss misses outside with a slider. It's 1-0. Koss grounded out to Durbin back in the third inning. pitch from Peralta. That is through there for a strike with a changeup. And it's 1-1. A 0-0 game. Both teams with three hits. This has been everything you thought it would be on paper so far. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball at 96. Freddie has the goods tonight. I mean, it is all there. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup when he's needed it. Here's the 1-2 on Koss. And missed high with fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. Excuse me. Mainly fastball, probably slider next, and then changeup and curveball. It's been the usage tonight for Freddie. Here's the 2-2. Fouled that one out of play first base side, and Koss stays alive. Koss pitched the ninth inning last night. Put up a 0-2. Peralta's 2-2 pitch. He flinched at a curveball down in the dirt. Count runs full. It is 3-2. Freddie at 78 pitches. You figure Pat Murphy would like to try to get him through at least six tonight. Giants have been able to make him work a little bit these last couple of innings. 3-2 is a one-hopper to short. Played on the forehand by Ortiz. Fires to first in time. He got him. There are two outs. And back to the top of the order now, and Mike Yastrzemski. Well, nothing says spring like a grill full of tasty Usinger sausage. It could be the brats, the dogs, the kielbasa, maybe the Polish, maybe the Italian. Springtime favorite. And you can't go wrong with Usinger's. Understand it was a beautiful day back home today. Great day to get that grill going. First pitch to Yastrzemski. He is a strike on a fastball at the knees at 95. It's 0-1. Load that grill up. Maybe toast the buns a little bit. And enjoy the season. And enjoy Milwaukee's hometown favorite. And that, of course, is Usinger's. Change up miss down in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike on Yastrzemski, who's 0-2 tonight. He has fouled out both times. Once down the left field line to Churia. Once behind the plate to Contreras. Freddie's 1-1 pitch. Missed high with a fastball. And it's 2-1. Seeing that range of velocity from Freddie tonight where he adds and subtracts with it. That fastball at 93, but we've seen some 96s tonight as well. 2-1. Ground ball to first. Backhanded by Hoskins. He'll feed to Freddie covering, and he gets to the bag before Yastrzemski. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Peralta here in the bottom of the fifth. To the sixth we go. Still scoreless in San Francisco on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is, in fact, less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, back, down!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is a 0-0 ball game, top of the sixth inning. Logan Webb at 70 pitches. He is poised to go deep into this game. Christian Yelich leads off against him and takes a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. It has been 10 in a row sat down by Webb after the Brewers left him loaded in the second inning as Yelich checks on a breaking ball that missed low, and it's 1-1. It may be one of those nights where you got to try to get that leadoff man on and move him around and just try to get something established with some small balls. The pitch missed outside, 2-1. Brewers have a lot of respect for Patrick Bailey, the Giants catcher. So running is not necessarily something that you might see them get overly aggressive with. One hopper to the second baseman, Koss, backs up a couple of steps and then throws to first in time to retire Yelich. And now 11 straight sat down by Webb. And before Contreras hits, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Logan Webb brings home the first pitch to Contreras, and it's a two-seamer down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle.